tell me, Mrs. Nash, what were you doing right at the beginning of the Second World War?
At the beginning of the Second World War... At the beginning of the Second World War, I was just an ordinary housewife with a six-month-old baby girl. And my husband was a reservist, and he was called up before the war started. About 2 months before the war started in September. So I was just an ordinary, everyday housewife with a six-month-old baby.
And had you ever done any work?
Oh, yes. I worked right up till I was expecting the baby. I'd always worked in the rag trade. They call it the rag trade now. We didn't call it the rag trade then, but they now call it the rag trade. So I'd worked in all departments of the rag trade.
Where was that? Where were you
always
living?
In the West End. I was living, at the time when the war broke out, I was living near Highgate in London, North 19. And I'd always worked in, mm-hmm. in the rag trade, as they call it now, but we didn't call it the rag trade then.
So when did you come to start working for the post office?
How I come to work for the post office was a fact that, owing to unfortunate service, I'd lost my baby. And I had no children, because she was my only child. And it came that you had to, if I didn't do, work to post, I had to do a job that was, I would have been sent away from home, let's put that. I would have had to either gone into the army or gone into munitions. Well, my husband was a serving soldier, and he definitely didn't want me to go in the army. And I naturally didn't want to leave home and go to the munitions because my sister's husband, I was living with her at the time in London. How I came to go in I was living with my sister, and her husband was also reserved. So we decided to pool things and share a flat while both our husbands were abroad. And they were both went out with the British Expeditionary Forces to France. So how I came to work in the post office was the fact that that was war work. So
you must have signed on at a labour exchange.
I did. I went to labour. You see, when I lost my baby in 1940, January 1940, and I went and got myself a job doing army stuff, army uniforms.
Was that sewing?
Oh yes. That was more handwork, sewing on buttons and doing bits and pieces like that. But I found it very heavy. And then, of course, my husband came back from Dunkirk. Mm. And he was stationed for the time being down in Lincolnshire in a big on a big fruit farm, which adjoined Reesby Abbey, a place called Reesby Abbey. And, of course, he wanted me to go down there, which I did do, because he'd just come back from Dunkirk. So, of course, I stayed there for quite a while, with him. And then I came back to London to work, to get a job. And I went to the, to the Labour Exchange, and they told me, that I'd have to do war work. So I put in for the post office.
You put into it?
Oh, yes, it was my choice, yes. It was my choice, actually.
So what was the procedure then? Did they allot you to a particular area?
Oh, no. When you got there, the nearest post office to me was called the North Western District Post Office. And it was quite a big one, a very big post, They did everything there. There was mail vans and a great big post office. What you had to do, you went to school in the post office to learn where all the parts of London were. You had to know each district in London, you see, because you also, not only were you a postwoman, you did a terrific amount of sorting as well for your different wards. So, of course, if you picked up a pile of letters, you had to know where South East was, if it hadn't got it on it. And you had to know where more or less everywhere in the country was, because I did sorting as well. I didn't only do post office. But originally, I was a postwoman. But when I did night work, I was sorting all the time. So, of course, you had all pigeonholes, you see, and they were all sort of marked. And when you picked the letter up, you had to know which pigeonhole these letters had to go in. So when you first went to the post office, you went to school in the post office.